light here this morning at Rosie on the House. Sweet Jennifer, why don't you pull up this next caller? We'll welcome Eva into the conversation, calling from Phoenix. Good morning, Eva.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing?
Very super fantabulous.
Great. Good to hear. I listen to your show every Saturday.
Well, thank you. I hope we help. What are you trying to get done today?
Okay, so I purchased a manufactured home. It's an 1,800 square foot, and this is like my retirement home because this is really what I can afford in my little corner of the world.
Great.
This is not like your typical, thank you, this is not your typical like trailer that's sitting in a trailer park on wheels and stuff. It's actually sitting on a foundation.
Okay.
Where you had to go underneath the house in order to, you know, work on it if you need to work on it.
Okay.
So it's a stable. But I've noticed that since I purchased the house, there was a little bit of a squeak at the time, and they fixed it on the floors. And now my bedroom and office area has, like, been squeaking everywhere, practically. So I reached back out to the inspection company that did the inspection for my manufactured home. And they had come out one other time because I noticed a crack in my ceiling. And they checked everything and said everything is still looking good. So I reached back out to them regarding this. And they suggested I contact a structural engineer to come out and look at my place, because I've had people tell me that maybe the foundation is settling.
Well,
or,
Miss Eva, you know, did you buy a manufactured home that was already on its foundation, someone else had, or did you buy a brand new home that got planted on a brand new foundation?
No, it's already been there. It was already there.
How long has it been there?
I don't understand. Well, it's been there, I'm going to guess, at least 20 years.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
It's pretty settled. And I own the land that it's sitting on and everything. So, I mean, okay. It's pretty settled. So that's why I'm not understanding why there might be issues now.
And when you bought it, you had a home inspection company do a complete inspection on the house?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I tell you what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you, and I'll tell you that this next week for me is booked 120% solid. There's no way I'm going to get everything done this week that I'm supposed to. But if you'll get me that home inspection report, either by email or snail mail, I'll take a look at that. Now, what's the closest cross streets to your home?
I'm over Cave Creek Road and Greenway.
Oh, okay. I know right where you are. Okay. You're close. That's right in our neighborhood. You get me that home inspection report, and I'll make an appointment to swing by and take a look at it and let you know if you've got anything to be concerned about. I'm guessing you probably don't from what you've told me so far. But let's get that home inspection report, and we'll go from there. Don't expect to hear from me this week. It will be the following week, but I will have you on my follow-up to-do list. I don't think most people realize how well manufactured homes are built.
It's a whole different story than it used to be. I got to take a tour last year.
And most of these homes that they're building on site today, you couldn't pick them up, put them on a trailer, and drive them down the road. They would all just fall apart.
No, I think we just need to get past that mind picture of what that really means.
But it's 20 years old. I know, I'm pretty sure I know the actual subdivision she's in. I believe those were Palm Harbor or Cavco units. Those are both two very good manufactured home manufacturers. So we'll take a look at it for her and see if she's got any real concerns or not.
Just wrapping up this thought about, do I remodel or do I move?
Do I hate my home?
You know, we also had an older lady call, and her house was really, had some really major repairs. And we talked about, you know, is it worth it for someone like that to put repairs in? And if the value of the home, if she has a lot of equity in that, it might just be worth repairing and staying so that you have the equity and you have the money that you would need should you need to sell later. And you have your place that you're used to, and you have a place that you can't get locked into because because of a lockdown and stuff. But there would be a lot of good reasons for staying, even though it's a little traumatic sometimes for someone elderly to deal with repairs. And then as far as the younger gal that called, you know, she was wigged out because there was odor, and then she was concerned maybe about a little foundation stuff, so she's supposed to send some pictures. But, Rosie, in your mind, is there any kind of repair that would keep you from wanting to hang on to a house, like, I'm just done?
Not for me, because I couldn't sell a problem home and not get murdered for it.
Well, you have to, obviously, if you sell something, you have to disclose.
You have to disclose.
But what, you know, at what point? To us, this, for this gal, we have all kinds of solutions for odor, and foundation solutions can fix any homes.
Yeah, odor elimination really can be tackled fairly economically, and it's not a reason to sell a home. We got to identify the real source of the odor. And chances are we can solve that problem for about $1,000 or less, permanently, forever. So the best way you can deal with those issues is on a one-on-one situation. Just consider, where are you going to go? How much is it going to cost there?